Hello and welcome back to Long Story Short. We are
Jade,
Stevie
and I'm Elle, three childhood best friends who will be discussing everything life has to throw at us and all the lessons in between. You guarantee completely honest, unfiltered opinions and a few laughs along the way. Oh, and just a warning, no story will ever be short. If you enjoy this episode, you can click follow and subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello,
hi, ladies. Or good evening, ladies.
Or good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night. Wow. Well past my bedtime now.
We've hit a new world record with how late can you start the podcast? We've met up at, what, 6? And it's now
4 minutes past 11.
4 minutes past 11. That is a new record. We have never started a podcast so late. But
it's fine. We're high on life.
And we haven't seen each other for ages in person, have we? So it's nice just to get back together. And hence the reason we haven't stopped nattering. But half these conversations that we talk about, we really should put on the podcast.
I know. I just fear we'll bore people to death.
We'll get cancelled. No, nothing is like, I just fear people will be like, holy shit.
Yeah, you should have filtered that.
Yeah.
Or are how you are you still okay? Friends?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, how's your week been, girls?
What have I done this week?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited this bloody summer time. The fact that the clocks, I mean, we did lose the hour, but... is there's nothing that screams joy to me than light evenings.
I know.
Light evenings. See, it was 7:30 tonight before it even got dark, about 7:45.
And there was a thing that was like, that's going to be the way until like October or something now, that it doesn't get dark until 7. Oh, it brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
I think the world's a happier place.
It is.
Like, getting up this morning... I went to work and it was light.
Yeah.
I stood at a platform at like 7:45 and it was light.
That's nice. Yes.
Glorious.
Does give you more energy. I mean, but then like, you know, like the seasons and hibernating in the winter, in the autumn and stuff, and we're supposed to like do what the earth does and go a little bit like nocturnal and rest. I still feel like I want another month of that.
Do you?
Yeah. No, in the sense of I want the sunlight, but you know, like it's nature's way of saying to you, like, rest, wintry month, cold, hibernate, go within. Like, I think I need another month of doing that, but in the sunlight. Does that make any sense?
Like, yes. I don't want to spring into a social life.
No,
God forbid.
No, absolutely not. Girls, I couldn't think. I know this is going to sound terribly miserable. I just want to stay at home at the minute.
Same.
I haven't got the energy or the mental capacity to socialise.
Yeah. I went down the caravan last week, as you know, and it was just really nice just to be on a hillside. You know, I've got a few neighbours that are a bit chatty, which is lovely, but you can make it very clear. All you have to do is go into the caravan. See you later. Right now, see you later.
Nice to see you.
Have a great day.
But yeah, just pottering around the caravan, in and out, feet on the grass. That was really, really nice. It's quiet. It's like, it's countryside, isn't it? Social enough to know that you've got people around you, but without having to socialise.
Yeah.
I think I need another month of that. We could just go to the park. Just go to the park and just ignore people.
I would be happy to do that.
Go to any London park. People ignore you anyway, don't they?
True. Get on the tube. You're absolutely fine. Don't even make eye contact.
Oh, so true.
Did you see that thing on social media? It was doing the rounds and it was like, it said, I love London. A kid got on the tube and started shouting, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And no one even looked at him.
Oh,
I was like, poor child. I think I would have had to have clapped. But at the same time, I can see where everyone's coming from.
Yeah.
No one can be asked, and they own it.
Yeah.
I feel like Londoners just own their misery. Although, where was I? Oh, not last weekend, the weekend before, it's all blending into one a bit. Stayed at a treehouse, lovely. Then we stayed in Knox for a couple of nights. People say morning when you don't know them. You walk down the country lane, hello. I said to Tom, oh, how do you know him? He's like, I don't. They're literally walking their dog. It's like what people do in places that aren't London. Blew my mind.
Caravans like that. However, I did notice a lot of moaners. They were moaning Oh, the fucking gram rent. Oh, I tell you, oh, the clubhouse. Oh, and I just thought, oh, let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something else. And then, no, but other than that, really happy. Like, I'll wash your windows for you, Jade. Oh, thank you. Oh, cheers, Gary.
Sweet.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It is another little community within a community. It's really, really nice. But yeah, even when I went to Wales, went and visited Pierce and Tom last year now, and just walking down the street, morning, all right, hello. Went to like the seaside, everyone was so happy.
Yeah.
Like the lady serving me my hot chocolate couldn't have done it with a bigger smile. It was really nice.
It takes you back though, isn't it? I find it a little bit unnerving.
Yeah, what do you want?
Where my parents are in Surrey, yeah, it's if someone walks past and does say morning, typically dog walkers I find. Yeah. It's almost like the older, right, this is a terrible similarity to draw. But, you know, when you were younger and you'd go out and everyone was really social in the smoking area, so like, people have made loads of friends if they're in the smoking area. I feel like dog walking is the social event of our generation now. Like, everyone talks if they've got a dog.
Yeah.
Like, they can't go into the smoking areas anymore, so take the dogs out for a walk and they all talk and they're all very polite. But it takes me ages to get used to it. I'm like,
You know what I notice as well? When people have got babies in prams, everyone talks to them.
Yeah.
Everyone talks to them. Hello, how old is it? If that was me, they're 2 months old and they don't like noise.
Yeah,
they and don't like people don't talking them. To me. Yeah. If you wake them, I will clobber you with a Miss Rachel book or whatever it's bloody called. I just noticed that like everyone draws around the babies, and I'm like, oh, who could be bothered?
Do you know what?
It's really bad, isn't it? Yeah, but who could be bothered?
No, it's interesting. Even when working in the pub, though, I like it's in regards to dogs. I have definitely known people to come in. There's a guy that comes in with his dog, and it is a babe magnet, because it like tiny little they are the best, what's the word, not cock block, what's the opposite,
babe magnet
no, like when you go like they're the best.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, I would say babe magnet because we are millennials babes. And too old babes. Now
okay, babe magnet, they are babe
vagina magnet.
Yeah, vagina magnets. But also like even like with babies, like,
oh yeah, a man with a baby, yeah, porn basically.
What? Yeah, well, I'm sorry, that the bar's not low. Do it for me.
I must admit, even dogs don't do it for me.
Dogs don't do it for me either, and I feel like a terrible person for saying that, because I feel like 99% of the population are animal people.
Yeah.
And actually, none of us grew up with animals, None of us.
No. See, I get real frowned upon. Like, me too. I'm not really. I've never been a dog person.
No.
Not even an animal person in the nicest way. Like, I had a hamster, but, like, that was it.
We all had hamsters.
Monty.
Yes.
What was yours called?
Anastasia. She was a Russian
Wolf.
Why
do I not remember? Yes, I do! I remember her. She got out once and, like, ran. Yeah. Like, the fastest thing that I've ever seen in my life.
So quick.
She was pretty, though, Jade.
She was cute, yeah.
She was
cute. I don't feel like I remember you having her for long.
No, I think I had about a year and a half. And then she got cancer and died.
Oh, mine got cancer and died.
Mine also had a big lump in his stomach and died.
Lump in
as
his
well.
Back, yeah.
Mine was in his bum.
Oh, poor Monty.
Yeah. He did not. Do you know what? My brother as well. You know, he used to get them out and put them in the balls.
Oh, yeah.
No. He used to fucking keep the ball.
Oh no, George.
Monty, yeah, 7-year-old George booting Monty up and down the living room.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know, I used to get mad.
Well, I'm traumatised by those balls because that is how... that is how I got hamster wee in my mouth.
That was hilarious.
Oh yes!
I'll never forget. You know, I can still see it. My mum and dad were out, don't know where, because they never went anywhere. My nan was looking after me. She said, hell, you okay? And at that exact moment, I'm looking underneath Sonny's feet. I thought, oh, he's like, the bottoms of his little feet are cute. I see this fluid. But my brain couldn't connect with my motor skills quick enough. So it just falls into my mouth.
And oh, God.
And I have hamster wee in my mouth.
Oh, ew. I remember Sonny. That was
Sonny. Bless Sonny.
Oh, my Lord. Poor Sonny. I remember going to pick him up and he was this little ginger thing. Well, he looked little because he was in the corner, and I was like, oh my God, he's so cute, that one. Then they pulled him out and the body just didn't stop coming. I swear to God. He was like a 30 centimetre ruler. He was so long. And you know, like, instantly, before we even took him home, I thought, I don't think I'll be But it was too late. I'd finally convinced my mum and dad. So I was like, here we are. Oh, Sunny Adams is coming home with us now.
Sunny Adams. Oh, love that.
Oh. My sister bought me my hamster. It was... Did she? Yeah, my sister bought me up, and her ex bought me up my hamster. But they bought me a box that had, like a cage, sorry, that had the wheel attached to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God, how noisy were they?
Well, I found out the Russian dwarves are nocturnal.
Yeah, all hamsters are.
Oh, is it all hamsters?
Yeah. Well, mine was, yeah, because I had to move it out of my room.
I had to move it out of my room.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Going round in its ball of a night time. I used to kick it. Anastasia, shut up. In the end, I was like, no, you can't be in my bedroom.
No. Jade, what a name. What Anastasia. A name.
She's a Russian dwarf.
Disney princess.
I did love Disney. Anyway, hamsters.
Hamsters.
There we go. What?
How the hell did we get on to that?
That was such a derail.
Well, from like Ellie's instant attraction to Sunny Adams to instantly feeling attracted to your date, this week's episode is all about, you guessed it, instant attraction. But before we get there,
Stevie's word of the week.
Okay, this week's word of the week is insouciant.
Oh.
Insouciant. Insouciant. Oh. I want to put it in a sentence without knowing what it means. I'm going to say, you insouciant little brat.
Oh.
Oh. That's what it's giving me vibes of. So I'm going to call it, and it's a know-it-all. It's somebody who's a know-it-all. They know everything. You say you've done something, they've done it 10 times. It's one of those sort of people. Someone that's done everything, they're just a bit of a know-it-all.
We all know an insouciant person as well, don't we? Oh. Right, insouciant. I do feel like it describes, like it's a personality trait. It's someone is insouciant. I think it's when they can't get sexually aroused.
Oh,
insouciant. It's probably a really obvious word for that, isn't there?
Limp.
Oh God!
I think that's it.
You know what I think of when I hear limp? Cheryl Cole, when she was in the was it L'Oreal, the hair advert, where she's like, limp, weak, lifeless hair.
That was great. That was good.
I'm working on my accents.
Are you really? Oh, that's brilliant.
That lives like red. Red all of it
is limp. I know, which is a good thing, probably. But right, the insouciant. God, as if we don't go off on tangents anyway. I feel like 11 o'clock podcast. We've got no chance of finishing this.
Absolutely no chance. If you make it to the end, it's a miracle. Right, insouciant means relaxed with no feelings of worry or guilt.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I'd love to be insouciant.
I'd love to be insouciant.
Yeah. However, some of the examples lead me to believe it could be a bit of a negative connotation.
I was going to say, I think there's some insouciant people that actually need to get their shit together sometimes.
Yeah, because it says he sometimes seems insouciant to the point of carelessness.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to be insouciant after all.
No, but then there's another one. It says it's easy to see where her reputation for insouciant charm has come from.
Careless charm.
Yeah, so no worry, no guilt, and just to be relaxed.
Yeah,
lovely.
Sprinkle a bit of that on me.
Yeah.
I think we all need that.
Oh, thanks, Steve. That was a great word of the week.
Yeah, I like that.
It's quite fun to say.
Insouciant.
Okay, so our dilemma that's come in this week reads, ladies, I need your advice. I've been seeing a guy for almost 2 months now. We've been on loads of dates and I love his company, his sense of humour and the fact that he's so into me. The dates are varied and usually involve dinner or drinks. However, we haven't had sex yet. not for his want of trying, not in a pushy way, but I know he wants me. The problem is, as much as I enjoy his company and love being around him, I don't want to rip his clothes off, and I'm not sure I'm overly attracted to him, but I really want to be. It's been 2 months. Will I ever fancy him, or should I just call it quits?
Ooh.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
He's basically got everything you want apart from the attraction.
Okay, so question. Do you two have to be, like, have you had to be, do you have to be, like, instantly, physically, sexually attracted to somebody to give them an opportunity, like, to date them? Is it, have you ever dated?
I didn't in the past.
But, like, I mean, as a general question, I guess, like, do you think it's important, or is it something that you can build on?
I would say for me, yes, because if I'm not attracted, then I'm not going to flirt with you because I'm not really interested in that side. And then you're probably just going to see me as a friend. I'm probably going to friend zone someone before I get a chance to, like, because why, you know, flirting, all of that, it's all effort. If I'm going to whack out my best jokes, I'm going to do it for someone whose clothes I want to rip off. And if I don't, you're getting the bare minimum from me. So I'm going to say I probably need some sort of attraction.
Yeah.
See, I would say I need some sort of attraction. However, it probably doesn't need to be as strong as
your
attraction.
You're much less shallow than I am, yes. Yes, I am aware.
No, the thing is, I think if you're on a dating app, you know the intention is to meet someone that you want to date. Yeah. So I think you're looking for that initial attraction, which for me, I might not find you the most attractive person, but there has to be something.
Yeah.
And then your personality and the way you treat me and the way the date goes will make you way more attractive to
100%.
Me. However, if I'm in a bar and you come and talk to me and I don't really know what you're looking for, you don't know what I'm looking for, to be fair, I'd probably be attracted by your confidence in coming over to me. So it wouldn't necessarily be about what you look like. But what I mean is, if I'm in a different situation to, like, a dating app, then I think I would have to be attracted to you, because otherwise I'd just think you was having a chat with me.
Yeah.
And there would be no indication of, like, this was going to be anything more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, I think you can become attracted to somebody, and I think their personality can make them more attractive, but you do need to have that initial...
There's got to be something. There has to be something. Even if it's tiny.
It doesn't have to be physical attraction, does it, necessarily? I mean, that, like, if you are physically... See, this is the thing, because, you know, you can be physically attracted to somebody and then they open their mouth and you're like, oh, no, it's done. It's game over.
Yes.
Like, I'm not interested, or, like, it's not. It's not going to happen. And they could be the most beautiful person in the world, physically looking attractive, and then just not setting your... womb on fire, right?
Womb on fire.
But I think similarly, there has to be some sort of initial attraction. Like, I mean, there's definitely been times when I've been with people before in the past and I'm like, it's not, they're no oil painting, but they got something about them.
Yeah.
In the kindest way, you know. We're not looking, but there's something about them that, like, ticks a box of attraction. Yeah. So...
And, like, personality is sexy as well. So, like, there's been numerous times, probably not numerous, but a couple of times in the past where, to go by looks, no, I wouldn't have said, oh, I'm instantly attracted to you. But it is, it's like the confidence or something in the personality. I think on initial thing, it would be that, like, confident, the funniness instantly that I find attractive too. So as long as there's something there, however... Two months.
Yeah, several dates. Also, like, in the nicest way, I don't know about you two girls, but after I've had a couple of drinks, like, if I'm out dating someone, if I'm attracted to them and I had a couple of drinks, like, and we've been dating for a little, whatever, I'm like, yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just friends, aren't you?
Surely. But you would be at least having a kiss. I'm interested to know whether or not they've had a kiss or they've had a little touch or anything like that.
Yeah, because not for his want of trying. So he's in it for the whole thing, the sex, everything. But he's trying to be pushy because he wants to get to know you. Oh.
without going too deep, is there anything going on with you from like a previous relationship or just where you're at mentally that you're like, you don't want to be open to like sex? I don't know, like you never like, until you like think about it, you go, oh shit, do you know what? Maybe I put my guard up a little bit. Maybe I don't want to be intimate because of whatever's happened or just where I'm feeling confidence wise. Like just double checking, like, is this something that you're feeling about yourself? Is it, are you lacking confidence? Are you lacking confidence to be intimate because of whatever like, previous relationships have done to you? So, I mean, we're definitely not therapists, so we're not the sort of people to talk that through to you. But, you know, have a little think about that. But I guess you, what do you do, girls? Like, practical tips, does she give it another go? Does she try to see whether or not she wants to go there physically? Like, unless you try, will you ever really know? Because otherwise you're just going to cut it off and wonder what if. I'm not saying, like, have sex just for the sake of it, but maybe put yourself in a setting where you can potentially get a little bit more touchy-feely. And then if actually your body will let you know. Like, your body will either, like, go for it or repel him. Like, so.
And also, like, maybe I'm just going to sound like a troll up here. Obviously, my mum and dad's going to be like, what is she about to say? But is when you say, like, maybe not even sex, what is the harm in having sex with him, right? Bear with me. Unless you've got some religious reason for it. Because you've been dating him for 2 months. Oh, sorry. I'm assuming he's respectful. I'm assuming he's nice. You've literally said he's perfect in every other way. So what is the worst that can happen if you do? You're not going to walk away and be like, oh, I felt so disrespected by this man that I don't fancy. At the best, you might be like, oh, that's changed everything. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm attracted. At worst, you might be like, I literally had to fake it. I got absolutely nothing from it.
The thing is as well, you can stop it at any point. Like, you could literally get to the point where you've taken your top off and you could be like, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're just putting too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Are you? Just go with it, have fun. If you don't want to sleep with him yet, don't sleep with him yet. If you think what's the worst that can happen, then be safe. He seems respectful, like you said, Elle. Have fun.
What was making me laugh about what you were saying is like, you know, like just Jesus getting in the way. You know,
Jesus. People actually do have Jesus, that though. So have sorry, you heard Jesus. Of the people? Not the people, like I'm making them like a cult.
Pretty much.
But there are some people who are brought up in such a religious setting that they're taught no sex before marriage. Yeah. It's almost institutionalized in them that actually they then really struggle even when they do get married, because it's almost like they've been told for so long not to do it that they feel bad when they do do it.
Save it for Jesus.
My goodness. Right, girls, what would you do? Would you just sleep with him? Would you walk away? Or would you wait to fancy him?
You know what, initially I would have been like, just sleep with him. But looking back over this, I'm really sorry, I don't think you're ever gonna fancy him. If it's been 2 months, this man can't do any more. Right, do you know what's brutal about this? He's done absolutely everything. He can't do anything more. The only thing he can do is change his looks. Change his physical
jump
being.
On a flight over to Turkey. Get your yourself hair,
some
teeth.
Your teeth, your hair. Get a six pack, the stick on abs if you need to.
Stop.
No, it's terrible, but like, look, sometimes you just don't fancy people. I am intrigued. Like, 2 months is a long time.
I think sometimes, though, you want it more than it actually is. Oh. Like, you just want it, don't you? You've met this person who's amazing.
Netflix and chill him. Invite him round. No more going out for dinner dates. Get him round the ass. No, but then he's in your ass. Maybe if you don't want him, and you're like, oh, I have to get him out.
I was trying to work out how that was going to make her fancy him more, but it just never quite gelled out what it did to.
No, I was thinking, like, just put yourself in a setting where actually, but then that's putting pressure on you. You're like, Netflix and chill means we've got our chill. Maybe just start with, like, first, second base. If you haven't had a kiss or a cuddle or a touch yet, maybe you should start with that. And, like, quite frankly, you'll know. Yeah. If you kiss someone, you're like, that don't feel right. Or you touch someone, you're like, nah, that don't feel right. And don't do it under the influence of alcohol. Because if you're going out and having drinks and all that, it's all very well. And it's all a bit, ooh. And then you're running away and being like, no. You don't know how you feel with alcohol inside you. You really don't. Not. It's just inhibiting whatever your gut is telling you to do. So you don't actually probably know. So I'd say go for a date where you're not going to have a drink. Maybe and an opportunity to get a bit touchy-feely, close, sensual. And see how that goes and see how you feel.
Jade, I would love to know, where is this date with no alcohol that you'd get touchy-feely?
I would say cinema. Yeah, but no. Yeah, maybe cinema.
Couples maybe massage.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where my mind went.
That's a no-brainer. If you're massaging each other...
Yeah, if you don't want to do it then you're never,
if
ever
you,
gonna
no, do it. Yeah, God.
But I and also feel like, when you say not for his want of trying, so if he's kissing you and trying in other ways and you're not feeling anything...
Oh, no, then you're right. That's so true. He's not what for his want of trying. He's not being like, would you like to sleep with me? Do you know what I mean? He's obviously giving it a little touch, rub... lick, whatever he's doing.
Helicopter.
That's so sad, because he sounds like on paper great, but it's just not working. I think you maybe potentially have to cut your losses. I think you're right, Elle. You're a really nice guy, and I think we should meet up and go and have drinks more often. And I don't want to shag you.
He's only ever going to be a friend, which he probably won't want, because he wants to bang you.
Take it as a huge compliment as well.
Yeah.
Just a shame for him.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
but what if she does say, do you know what, throw caution to the wind, I'm just going to have sex one night. And then she falls bang in love.
Well, she might do.
Well, you'd have to be pretty good in bed.
You never know what he's pulling.
To be fair, in every other way, he seems perfect. So if he's good in bed as well, maybe that'll tip it.
Mm. That's what good dick can do.
So we have gone well and truly round the houses. We started out by saying try and make it work, and then I think we all came to the conclusion that you probably want to cut your losses, and that is the quality that we bring you at 11:30 at night. So on that note, it brings us to the end of this week's episode. Don't forget to give us a review and send any questions you've got to longstoryshortpodcast22@gmail.com. Head over to our TikTok Long Story Short Pod to see what we've been up to. We'll be back next Tuesday, and don't forget, no story will ever be short.
Bye.